Many service guests have asked for prayers of intercession, and we can carry these brothers and sisters' intercessions to the Heavenly Father. With the words of the hymn 524, many ask that you would give their loved ones the grace to return, and you would strengthen their faith. Listen to thy children who ask for the grace of repentance. Heavenly Father, give us a service blessing for this day. Be opening your holy word through your Spirit. Jesus, come and help us always. Be our comforter. Holy Spirit, listen to our prayers. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I will read from the Bible, or from the Bible, from Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11 to 16. And these words are heard in Jesus' name. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment. Amen. In these summer services, in many sermons, the shepherd and his sheep have been spoken of. Perhaps this area where the Sui services are, this green pasture may have been affecting the topics of these texts, but we can also trust that God in his Spirit has seen it necessary to speak of this in these services. And also in this portion of text from Ezekiel, we can hear of the Good Shepherd and the sheep. Ezekiel is one of the great prophets of the Bible, and we know that his father was a priest, and it is guessed that perhaps Ezekiel was also a priest. We do not know this for sure, but in some way this background could be seen in his words that he has written. To him, it was very important that the people of Israel kept the commands of God And Ezekiel made sure of this in his own life. And we know of Ezekiel that he was among the first who had to go into bondage, into Babylon. And while he was in bondage in Babylon, he received the task to be bringing the message of God to the people and to encourage his people. Even though his people had experienced hard times, Ezekiel spoke of this, how God will take care of us. And the time that Ezekiel lived in, and this portion of the Bible brings us far back in time, about 600 years before the birth of our Savior. The situation in the world was somewhat different than it is in this day. Syria was a world power in the Mediterranean area. But now the power had turned. Babylon had overpowered the surrounding lands and people. And this term is familiar to us. Govern and scatter. And that is what that power of the Babylonians did then. The kingdom of Judea was overpowered. And so that it would be easy to govern that large nation, it was mixed up. One part, the people from one area were moved to another part. They mixed them up. And this is what happened to the Israelites from Jerusalem. They were sent to Babylon to bondage and slavery. And that is where Ezekiel was. And they had been there for 5 years. After they had been there for 5 years, Ezekiel was called to be a prophet, or he received this task of prophesying. If we think of that nation and that situation, and we think of our time, boundaries between nations are open. It is quite easy to go and travel throughout the world. Perhaps that situation maybe didn't seem so difficult as it was in reality in that time. These people were no longer in familiar surroundings. They were in a place where perhaps these false gods were worshipped. It was not easy to live there and be there. They had to think that, who are we really? What do we really believe in? And in what way do we serve God here when that holy temple in Jerusalem is not here? And above all, it was destroyed. In the midst of these questions, the people of Israel were in that time. And in the midst of these questions, the prophet Ezekiel brings the word of God. The task of the prophets of the Old Testament, we could say, were three. They had three tasks. One was to admonish the people because they had given up God and God's word. And there was a task to warn them, if that you do not turn in your ways, then you will be destroyed. And the third task was to comfort. Bring the word of God, which contained hope, towards the people. This morning, this portion of the Bible and this text from Ezekiel brings us to a familiar portion of a Bible, a shepherd who watches over his flock. This is a picture which is probably in all of our minds from Sunday school on. Even the little children know it. Yesterday, I asked one mother that what kind of Sunday school memories or little pictures do they have now in Sunday school. When I went to Sunday school a long time ago, we got a sheep sticker. And this tells us of sheep, and it tells of God's children, of this sheepfold and the people of God. This picture is a picture from the Bible. Jesus used it as we have used it here in these services. Jesus himself used it in many places. But in his teachings, Jesus joins in with the words of the Old Testament and also he joins with these words of Ezekiel when Ezekiel talks of the shepherd. In the East, it was a picture or a parable which was used much, and when talking about leaders, they talked about sheep and shepherds. Ezekiel uses this picture when he speaks of God, God who takes care of his people. It was a familiar picture to the people of that time. Many of them had been shepherds. And perhaps to you older service guests, it is a familiar picture, a concrete picture, because you have been shepherding sheep or cows. For us younger ones, it is not necessarily such a concrete example as it is for you. This people who were shepherds, from among them, God chose leaders. We remember David, who was anointed to be a leader of his people. From in the midst of he was shepherding his sheep when he was called into this task. And these words of Ezekiel, which he speaks to the people of Israel, are familiar and comforting words. God takes care of his people as a shepherd takes care of his sheep. Why does Ezekiel have to speak of this to the people? This picture of a shepherd and sheep was a familiar one which had been used to describe leaders and the people. But there were leaders, there were shepherds who did not take care of the sheep. And earlier, Ezekiel spoke of this, that some leaders of the people did not take care of their sheep, but they were more worried about their own they were worried more about themselves and how they would succeed. Ezekiel was remarkable because of the things he wrote. Many prophets of the Old Testament tell us or instruct us how God should be served, and their words are for all the people, that the whole nation should turn and serve God. But because Ezekiel is in a new situation where the temple of Jerusalem had been destroyed, they had to think about what does this teaching of the Word of God mean in this moment and in our situation. And that is why the words of Ezekiel are familiar to us. They tell of the personal faith of our hearts. Ezekiel teaches how an ungodly one can be turned and be saved, and how one who is righteous can do wrong and perish. It is important that faith is preserved in our own hearts, and it is not enough that we travel along with the group, but it is important that I personally can have my own sins forgiven. This was this important message that Ezekiel brought to the people in his time, and it is an important message also to us. Ezekiel spoke of sheep, of the people of Israel. He told us how that people will be brought to the high mountains of Israel. I will gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. Why were those sheep brought to the mountain of Israel? We remember many mountains. The Old Testament speaks of the Mount Moriah, Sinai, Horeb, and many other mountains. You surely remember how Moses had to climb up a mountain, and there he received the Ten Commandments from God. And in many other situations, God went up into a mountain, up a mountain, and God spoke to him there. This mountain was the place where God appeared, where God spoke of his will towards us people. For that reason, even in this portion, Ezekiel brings us to the high mountains of Israel. There, God takes care of us, and he speaks there. In the same time, we see a picture of the kingdom of God. It is like the high mountains of Israel, where God feeds us and takes care of us. On that mountain, all kinds of things can happen. If a sheep leaves in the darkness and moves around, there may be a crevice that his leg might get stuck in. When the flock traveled, it was not always easy. It was not always easy. A shepherd was needed, and a shepherd's staff, so that the shepherd could chase away the beast which preyed upon the sheep. The sharp end was used for that, but the other end, the curved end, was used to lift lambs back up from the crevice back into the fold. This staff was used by the shepherd when he took care of his sheep. Sometimes the fold was scattered, and it had to be shepherded back together into one flock. In the Ezekiel surely saw a flock that was scattered. Part of them had been driven into bondage. They could not be in their own homeland, but they had to be in a strange land and scattered apart from the rest of the flock. But even there, God takes care of His sheep, His sheepfold. He shepherds them and takes care of them, so those sheep can rest there on the Mount of Zion. Sometimes that shepherd has to take care of his sheep with a little firmer hand. If there are those in that sheepfold, those fat ones, who want to trample the weaker ones with their feet, then the shepherd had to chastise them, or had to, and sometimes even had to, end the life of that type of a lamb. Sometimes God takes care of us with a strong and firm hand, and it seems like that to us sometimes. It seems like God is taking such a hard hold of us that we can feel it. It hurts. But even this is love towards His people. Here at the summer services at Pyhäjoki, we are near a shepherd and his sheep. How about you, service guest, brother and sister? What kind of a pasture has God led you to? What has this pasture been like that we have been able to be at here? This morning when I walked across this service area, I looked around. This pasture looks pretty brown already. It is trampled down. There are not as many green areas as there were when we came here on Thursday. But do you perhaps think that what would that, have you sometimes wondered that what does that pasture look like on the other side of the fence? When we look at it from afar, it does then seem like it is greener and better. What about you, child and youth, young person? Do you look around you with that mind and thought that those other people, those children and youth in another family, they have much more than I have? They can go to many very nice places where I, a child in a large family, perhaps will never be able to go to. Are you a young person? Do you look that here I have to deny myself of so many things? It would be easier if I could travel on the other side of the fence, where the pasture is greener. But what about you, father and mother of a family who may be tired? Do you sometimes think there is so much work in the midst of these children? If I would make another decision, it would be much easier for me. many thoughts move in our minds, and I think in this way that they are perhaps in some way familiar thoughts to all of us. At some point, we do look and we doubt and we question. But what does Ezekiel say to us, this prophet of the Old Testament? Ezekiel does not instruct us to look on the other side of the fence, but he instructs us to look and to trust in that in this pasture where God has led us through his grace into the midst of his kingdom, that here he takes care of us and shepherds us. Even though the pasture on the other side of the fence looks much greener than that which is beneath our feet, when we go on the other side of the fence and look at the grass under our feet, it is no greener. It is not greener, but it is the opposite. That many older Christians have testified of this, those who have made the journey of a prodigal son. They say that this is the wonderful pasture. This is such a beautiful land where God leads us and takes cares of us. He shepherds us the same way as a shepherd guides his sheep, even in places where the darkness of the world surrounds us, as it is said in this familiar psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It is good to be there and to live there where the shepherd is in the midst of his sheep. This morning, when I came from my place of lodging to this service area, I listened to an old sermon which came from the radio. There, the exact same matter was spoken of. Christ himself walks in the midst of his flock, in the midst of the kingdom of God. And even though it would seem in this world that there are those dark moments and those difficult places, even there, that God is guiding us. God brings his flock to the Mount of Israel. These leaders that Ezekiel were disappointed in, they did not look, or they did not take care of their people and do their best for them. But God looks after us and takes care of us. Christ himself is this head shepherd who guides us through his word. This shepherd, Jesus Christ, has been revealed here and has been proclaimed here, and this shepherd is a shepherd who it feels good to be near in the midst of God's kingdom. And in the midst of this kingdom, you, brother and sister, can live in God's care. God takes care of us in two different matters, or in two different ways, with grace and with truth. I want to be proclaiming this grace to all of you, where you are, in Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, your sins are forgiven. And you can believe in this way into your own heart. We can live securely here In the midst of this flock where there is a shepherd who takes care of his sheep. And this promise is in the Word of God. God remains steadfast in His promise. He will not give it up. Even though we give up, God will never give up, as we are told in the book of Isaiah. Although we turn and are lost as sheep, the Lord is in our midst. The Lord is in our midst, and He sacrificed Himself for our sakes. And when this shepherd brings his flock to the pasture, he brings it there to rest. Living as a child of God is, in its deepest sense, living in peace, living in the peace of the grace, care of God. It is not succeeding and striving, but it is rest, resting and dipping for grace. When Ezekiel speaks to the people who are in bondage, when I read this text, I thought of those brothers and sisters who perhaps are listening to this speech and who are very far away from Buhayoki through the internet. Perhaps God has called you to work somewhere on the other side of the world where you have no brothers and sisters around you. Perhaps there is no one there. Perhaps you feel the same as the people living in bondage who Ezekiel speaks to. But even there, God takes care of you. Even there, you can trust in God's goodness and caretaking. What greater possibility and blessing God has given us than this, that these services can be heard throughout the world. Throughout the world, a person can quieten around the Word of God and be cared for by this grace. And you who perhaps are far away, God takes care of you, and even to you can be heard this tiding of forgiveness and the good caretaking of God, and you have permission to believe your sins and transgressions forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. But that shepherd who takes care of us is an amazing shepherd. It does not only care for those sheep in his flock, but he is a shepherd who searches for the lost ones and brings them back to his flock. He searches for everyone who is lost. And how does God search for them? He searches, for example, through these summer services. Much here has been spoken of repentance, and it is spoken of much. We want to be faithful to this task that our Redeemer gave us when Jesus Himself exhorted us to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins to the whole world, so that every lamb who has been lost would come back to that pasture, to that Mount of Israel, and to the care of the Good Shepherd. If there is someone in these services whom God has affected with His Word, has stopped you to think of the sinfulness of your own heart, that with your own works you cannot come before God. God searches for you. God wants to be telling you to come into this flock through that gate which the shepherd will open. Go through that gate of repentance and come inside. Now you can believe your sins forgiven because of the redemption work of Christ in His name and precious atoning blood. You can come into this sheepfold, into the kingdom of God. You can come unto the good care of the Good Shepherd, where He feeds and takes care of us and promises to take care of us. It is good for us to live as children of God in the midst of the world, no matter whatever would happen in this world. It is good to live in this sheepfold because there is a shepherd there who has promised to take care of us until the end. We can trust in this promise and take comfort in it even today. Even today, we do not have to trust more than this one day. We do not have to believe for more than this one day. Tomorrow has its own sorrows, but we do not have to worry about them. We only have to trust in God's word this day and trust that God will take care of His people. And we can say trustingly, in Jesus' name, Amen.